Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A bill has passed in the state Senate in Albany that would require New York public schools to mark each September 11th with a day of remembrance. On our newsline is the sponsor of that bill, Queen State Senator Joseph Addabbo. Senator, tell us what your bill would do.
It would allow schools throughout the state to take just a moment of silence in the beginning of the morning of September 11th. Just a silent remembrance of those who perished, those who were part of our largest rescue of that tragic day. Just to understand that we should take a moment to acknowledge the date.
Your bill would also ask that conversations be held in the schools that day. What kind of conversations would you like to see each September 11th?
Just, again, to acknowledge what happened and unfolded in the minutes and hours and days that followed the tragedy. You know, so many of our children weren't even born, like my daughters. Certainly, tragic date of September 11th, to just have a conversation. You know, just to understand what the gravity of the situation was, what we were going through at that time, where we were, what we were feeling, the aftermath, how our lives changed forever after 9/11.
You know, for my generation, and I think your generation, it was Pearl Harbor. It happened before we were born, and we were taught about it after the fact. Do you see a similar correlation with today's students and 9/11? Is that why this is necessary?
I do. You know, so many points of our history, both good and bad, you know, happened many years ago, and we are reminded, whether it be a military Pearl Harbor, whether it be landing on the moon, you know, the JFK assassination, so many, you know, items and parts of our history. And it's good to have these conversations for not only historical purposes, but for our life purposes, you know, so that how we go forward as a family, as a society, and we learn so much from these tragedies. So, again, to educate, to really guide people going forward in light of, again, the tragedy of 9/11.
It really is interesting to think that there are high school seniors who are graduating who were not born on 9/11 of 2001.
It is. And you know, they don't talk so much in school. They don't talk about our history and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and everything else. I just feel the historic moment of 9/11 and what it meant to us, again, emotionally and as a people, as a, you know, as certainly our city. What it meant to us, I think, is equally important to be acknowledged in our schools and our classrooms with our children.
Senator, your bill has passed the Senate. It now goes on to the Assembly. Does it have bipartisan support, and do you believe the governor would support it?
It does have bipartisan support. I'm hopeful the governor signs it. I don't see a downside to this at all.
Have you received any pushback or comments from anybody with concerns?
Thankfully so, no.
New York State Senator Joseph Addabbo, Democrat from Queens, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great Memorial Day weekend to all our veterans. Thank you so much for this service.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.